When I stand before you, I can't really explain what it does to me. You watch me, sitting quietly. I'm dressed just as you like. I know because you are the one who picked my clothes out for me this morning. Laid them out for me on the bed, my panties, my bra, my stockings, my blouse, my skirt, my heels. The entire day, wearing them for you made me feel like you owned me, possessed me. Your clothes, your choice, your girl, yours. That is all I really want to be. I'm like a doll you like to dress up and display. And now, as I feel your eyes on me, it feels even more raw, and I feel even more possessed. You dress me up. It is a simple thing, really. But it means so much. You gesture with your finger, making a small circle in the air, and you take a sip from your drink. I slowly turn for you, feeling your eyes on me. You've taught me what you like and how you like to see me. Dressed for you, I've learned to turn slowly, gracefully, letting you see me from every angle and in every way. And once I am facing you again, you nod. It is a simple thing, really, but it means so much. I blush a bit, unbuttoning my blouse for you, revealing your white, lacy bra. As my blouse opens, I trace my fingers over the satiny fabric and feel my nipples stiffen inside its cups. I give you a small smile, teasing you. I take my time undressing for you. First the blouse, and then my skirt. Stockings, panties, bra, and heels. I dance for you slowly, teasing you. You like to be teased, at least a little bit, and I like doing it for you. It is a simple thing, really. But it means so much. I unhook my bra and let the straps slide off my shoulders, keeping it pressed against my chest, not quite ready to reveal myself to you. I cross the floor and lower myself onto your lap, pressing my panty-covered pussy into your crotch. I can feel you responding, stiffening beneath me. I already want you inside me, but I know it isn't time for that yet. I let my bra fall away and reach out to run my hand through your hair before grabbing hold and pressing your face into my breasts, slowly pressing them back and forth, laughing softly as they smother you a bit. I feel you getting harder now, pressing against me. Two layers of fabric between us, separating us. I press and grind into you, feeling my hunger for you grow. Sitting on your lap, teasing you. It is a simple thing, really, but it means so much. Now your hands reach up and wrap around my throat. Gentle at first, growing a bit more intense as I continue to grind. I raise my chin, offering you more of myself. You take it. Your hand takes mine and twists it behind my back, harshly, unexpectedly, restraining me. I gasp in surprise, and your other hand tightens around my throat. I swallow hard, back arched, arm pinned to my back now. Your hands hold me, dominate me, control me. It is a simple thing, really, but it means so much. You lift me off your lap, stand me up, and turn me around. Before I can even process what is happening, my other arm is pulled back, wrists crossed, rope wrapped around them, cinched, knotted. Now the rope is wrapped around my chest, over my arms, tying me tight. I moan a bit and tug at my wrists, feeling all my freedom slip away. You run your finger over my chest, where the rope meets the skin. You kiss my neck and bite my earlobes. I feel you inhale my scent as you press your nose to my neck. Your fingers slip under the waistband of my panties. You yank them down, not off, but just down to my knees. I press my thighs together, suddenly feeling shy. I'm blushing. Now, as you walk around me, slowly circling me, I feel like prey. I can't look at you. I bow my head and look at the floor, heart racing. I can feel my hands sweating a bit, stomach twisted in knots, pussy dripping. It has only been a minute, but I already miss your touch. One rope wrapped around me. It is a simple thing, really, but it means so much. Your hand slides up the back of my neck, and you grab a handful of my hair, gathering it up tight in your grasp and press, bending me over and marching me off to the bedroom. You toss me on the bed, effortlessly, and I land, face first, into a pile of soft pillows. I try to right myself, but your hand in my back holds me down. I squirm, helplessly, as I heard you unbuckle your belt and unzip your pants. You lower them, not even bothering to take them off. Your hand presses harder into my back, mashing my face into the pillows. The other reaches under me, fingers open and spread across my belly, lifting my ass up. I feel your cock now, the tip pressing into me, but not where I expect. Your hand moves from my back for just a moment, and I hear something open. The cap of a bottle. I try to look, but face down, I can't see anything. Sounds, wet sounds, stroking sounds, and then the cool sensation of something dripping on me, just at the top of my ass crack, and slowly trickling down. Your finger presses against me. There. Oh God, not there. Your slippery finger slides into my ass, and I start to plead with you. I tense, and my asshole wraps around it, squeezing it. I feel so violated, so open, so exposed to you. Your cock seems impossibly large now, the tip slipping back and forth over my asshole. As you start to press, I feel myself opening for you, slowly. As you slide inside me, I feel myself stretching, aching. You are inside me, slowly pressing deeper and deeper. I try to squirm, but your hand returns to my back, holding me down. Your other hand pulls me up higher and presses me into you, and you deeper into me. Slowly you slide in and out. The pace quickens. I start to feel myself loosen a bit. You are saying things to me, but it is all a jumble. Your cock in my ass. Your words. You fuck me harder and harder until I feel you explode. As you do, I tighten and grab your cock with my insides, not wanting you to ever pull it out. Ever. It feels so good inside me. It stretches me. It fills me. It completes me. And when you are done, your hands release me and you push me over onto my side. Panties still around my knees. Stockings a mess. Hands and arms still bound. My heels long gone. Lost somewhere in my squirming and thrashing under you. Your cum is now leaking from me a bit. I'm still tied, and I can't do anything to stop it or to clean it up. I watch you wipe your cock with a towel, cleaning yourself. I want you to clean me too, but you don't. Just as before, you watch me. I am embarrassed, ashamed, aroused, used, broken, and happy. My pussy is wet, unfilled. Some of your words come back to me. This is what happens to girls who like to tease. As I lie there, helpless, you lean down and whisper in my ear the only word I am aching to hear. Mine. It is a simple thing, really, but it means so much.